proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another lesson about Jewish life and practice. According to Jewish custom, Judaism rests upon three foundations or pillars: prayer, called tefillah; repentance, called teshuvah; and charity or benevolence, known as tzedakah. This session constitutes the first of a two-part series about benevolence. The word for charity, tzedakah, came from a Hebrew noun that originally meant righteousness. Under the law, according to the sixth chapter of Deuteronomy, obeying God's commandments comprised the righteousness of the Jewish people. Sometimes, though, the term tzedakah described the abstract concept known as justice, both divine justice and human justice. In Exodus chapter 18, God remarked that he knew that Abraham would, quote, do justice, tzedakah, do justice and judgment, unquote. The author of Psalm 98 exclaimed, quote, the Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness, tzedakah, his righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen, unquote. Jewish thinkers take pains to explain the difference between charity, as commonly understood, and tzedakah. The term charity describes the generosity of a giver motivated by an attitude of benevolence. On the other hand, Jews interpret tzedakah as a means of discharging their duty to care for the needy. Some rabbis have argued that rendering tzedakah constitutes the most important of the divine commandments. Indeed, an edict equal to all of the other statutes combined. Such authorities might even regard a Jew who fails to practice tzedakah as the equivalent of an idolater. Tzedakah plays an important role in Jewish life. A Jewish person gives at least one-tenth of his income toward benevolent causes. Moreover, some Jewish homes maintain a tzedakah box, also known as a pushka, in which family members place money for poor people. In the yizkar, which is a prayer of remembrance made on behalf of a decedent. In the yitzkah, a prayer recited during the Day of Atonement, or Yom Kippur, a mourner agrees to give money to a charity in the name of the individual whom he is mourning for. To a Jew, tzedakah might serve a number of purposes. By giving to the poor, he can express his gratitude toward God for supplying his own needs. Jewish people might also engage in charitable giving as a prerequisite to asking God to answer their prayers. Some Jews even look upon tzedakah as a means of atonement for sin. According to one rabbi, every Jew should therefore pledge to render an atonement for his soul on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, since, figuratively speaking, that Jew passes before God on the Day of Atonement. To a Jewish mind, tzedakah, or benevolence, can fulfill that function. A Jewish person might cite the following passage in the 30th chapter of Exodus to buttress their argument that tzedakah serves as a means of atoning for sin. Quote, when thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord, when thou numberest them. Unquote. In that sense, giving charity appears to have supplanted the offering of animal sacrifices as a way for the Jew to seek forgiveness of sins. In the Middle Ages, Moses Maimonides categorized different levels of benevolence or tzedakah. We will look at those levels in our next session. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another program about Jewish life and practice.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.